now on newbyemar.com.
Yeah, we got your goss right now. I'm just looking at Ariana Grande's Insta stories right now. This is really sad, isn't it?
Posting about Mac Miller.
You were just talking about how she's going to be back on. She's going to try to tour again.
Yeah.
And do that. But her last couple of Insta stories are old videos of just Mac Miller talking at a meeting or something. She must be going through some heartache after he took his own life. They were together. They broke up because he had an addiction.
Then she went, got engaged, just broke up that engagement.
That must be a hard time for her.
Yeah.
All right, well, wish you nothing but the best, Ariana Grande. We hope you do tour again.
Yeah.
We're talking about this couple now, Will Smith, who just left Dubai, and Jada Pinkett. Now, they're filming this Facebook sort of TV series somewhat.
It's actually Jada Pinkett's TV show. It's Jada, her mom, and her daughter, Willow. And they sit around and they have celebrity guests and they just talk. They just talk about life.
Yeah.
And so the latest guest is Will Smith. Huh. They have talked, this is part one, they've talked about everything to do with their relationship. And there was a part of it which I found really interesting. Will told a story about when they were just beginning to see each other, get involved romantically. And Jada had said something to him using profanity.
Ooh.
Will got very upset. He took her to a different room to say, "Why did you do that to me?" And this is where the conversation picks up.
"I grew up in a household where I watched my father punch my mother in the face.
Damn.
And I will not create a house, a space, an interaction with a person where there's profanity and violence.
Mm.
If you have to talk to me like that, we can't be together.
Wow.
We're not going to use any profanity in our interactions. We're not going to raise our voice. We're not going to be violent. I can't do it."
Yeah.
"It was 20 years before we used profanity in any conversation that we had.
Wow.
We didn't use any profanity in any argument.
We never raised
our voices. We took communication courses, all of that.
That's beautiful.
And we never had violence. We didn't raise our voices.
Wow.
Now, this is just a bit of the conversation.
I want to do this communication course.
So he went on to say, this is interesting. So he went on to say that anytime, because Jada's mom asked, but what happens when you're in the moment and you're feeling angry?
What do they do?
So what they do at that point is they look at each other and say, "At this moment, I'm going to say or do something that I will regret. I'm walking away. Let me walk away." They go out, they shout, they scream, they use profanity, they do whatever they need to do.
And they come back.
When they're centered, they come back and they have a mature discussion.
But when
I think that's one of the secrets.
If I'm having an argument with someone, I don't believe that you argue with Jeff a lot.
No.
Because I don't think he gets angry.
He doesn't get angry, but he knows how to make me angry.
Okay, because I like to finish an argument right then and there. I don't want it to prolong till tomorrow or go. No, come in out. We're sorting this out, because it sits on my conscience.
But I think sometimes that what they're saying is the right thing to do, because you're speaking out of anger. You want to say things that's going to hurt the person in front of you. So I think that makes sense. And you know
what?
It's worked for them.
Agreed. I like it. I think, I never knew about communication courses.
This is great.
You should definitely do them.
You should definitely do them. You should definitely do them.
Pretty, I'm going to walk away now because I'm going to say something.
Going to walk away right now.
But I think this is something that we learned.
Who needs to do a communication course out of thank you. Thank you, yep.
I agree.
I think everyone should
Liz says the same.
Everyone should take this in today.
Yep.
Think about it.
Yep.
The next time you get into an argument with a friend, a family member, or a partner.
Agreed.
Think about it.
Like it. Chainsmokers, Kelsea Ballerini right now. This feeling up next, 8 minutes away. A new announcement here at Virgin Radio.